Hi, everybody. This is Steve Barish. I'm filling in for my friend, Dr. Fred Bell, this evening. He's got some very important things to take care of, and he asked me to do the show for him, and I feel so honored to do that. Tonight, I think we're going to be talking about a lot of different things, especially about healing. I do have a program which I'm taking a little sabbatical because I'm doing a lot of work on Steve Barish. Please call in at 1-888-815-9756. I'm more than happy to help you with any kind of healing that you might need. Also, if you do have your receptors, what I can do is actually change the stones to the stones that you might think would work in your receptor. In other words, if you have a light blue stone like a blue sapphire and you were wondering if a red stone would work better for you, we can actually change the energy to the red stone to see if that would work for you. So there's a lot that we can do this evening and a lot that I wanted to talk about to help you on your path and to help you as much as I can in terms of learning who you are. The most important thing that I found out so far this week in energy is that there is a tremendous amount of energy coming in. And what we need to do is to allow ourselves to be able to feel that energy freely and totally and let go. Two very important words, to let go. It's very important to understand that we have been given a blessing, and that blessing is to let go and to understand the divine mind more than we ever have before. And the way to do that is through meditation and going into the heart. For the people that are advanced, they'll understand this by going into the heart chakra. You can actually listen to the voice from heaven. That voice will stay with you forever. It's the idea of getting in touch with the truth of oneself. If you want to find out the truth of yourself, please learn to meditate. Learn to go right into the heart chakra and feel the energy that's within. And I think that you'll find tremendous joy and harmony and love. It's so wonderful to feel. If you would like to learn how to do that, you can also call me and I'll explain to you how to go about doing that. On my own show, what I do is I put people through a meditation for about 3 minutes or 4 minutes. And I don't know how many people listen at that particular moment, but there's an awful lot of people that do get grounded, balanced, and their minds are clear. So what we're going to do tonight, basically, is talk about love, about devotion, about surrender, and how to really get in touch with who you are. And the best way to get in touch with who you are is to let everything go in your mind and allow yourself to flow deeply into your heart. The heart will not trick you. The mind can trick you, but the heart will not. What we need to do is to learn how to get in touch with the mind and the heart together and make it one. It takes a little practice, but it can be done. And it's such a wonderful feeling knowing that you can free yourself and listen to the voice of silence, and the voice of silence being the divine mind, God, whatever you would like to call the divine being. I owe him everything because he has given me so much energy to work with and to heal people with that I love doing that on the radio or the internet. So anyhow, that's one of the things that we can discuss tonight if you'd like to call up. Again, it's 1-888-815-9756. The biggest thing that I've learned this week actually is from my master crystal. I have a 70-pound master crystal that I keep under my massage table. I do massages all week long. And the most powerful gift that we have is to be able to open up and listen. and watch. And the main thing that I learned about the master crystal is that when it's under the table and I'm working, the master crystal will send shards of beautiful light through the body wherever it needs it. And all you need to do is to look. What we were discussing was the crystal, and the master crystal itself is a beautiful piece of work from Mother Earth. And as I'm saying, it does send shards of light through the body. So if something is wrong in the digestive system, kidneys, heart, pancreas, wherever it needs it, the energy from the crystal will actually go into the body. I've had people on the tables, on my table in the massage room, who could actually feel heat in their tummies and their large and small intestines that were being healed by the crystal. The thing that we need to do and to learn is to work with nature and allow nature to flow through us. The way to allow that to happen is to let go more and more. The idea of nature is to love us as much as we love nature. It's very important to realize that nature is us. We need to accept who we are. We are part of nature. We live with nature. And what we need to do, to be more specific, is to love it beyond our own comprehension. And that's when we need to let go and listen, because what happens is, a year ago, I was able to see the eyes of trees that were looking right at me, and I was allowed to see in the eye through the tree, and it looks just like us. We look at them, and they look at us, and the eye does the same thing. So they see us as well as we see them. And it's really amazing to see that kind of energy. So it's so much fun to be able to use that kind of love and to be able to let go and understand that we have the ability to be in touch with that at all times. So what I think we should do is to understand to let go. It's so important to do. Dr. Fred and I were talking about that the other day, about letting go and receiving more energy than we ever had. So that's the beautiful part about it, and that's what we can do. So the idea of it is that when you are with nature, you are with yourself, just allow yourself to let go. It's such a beautiful concept. The idea of wisdom is to let go and listen to the voice of silence. The voice of silence is the highest frequency we have on the planet, and that is God. And that voice will come through to you as long as you're sincere in your own heart and you show yourself the way through the heart. It's a beautiful concept. It's easy to do. It's not that tough. If you want to learn how to do that again, I'm more than happy to show that to you. Or after the show, you can call me at area code 585-746-8321, or you can call and we'll have some fun with it. But the idea of it is that the concepts of love, nature only knows love. Nature knows anger, but it knows more love than anything else. We have to realize that there's so much love that we can use it to our best and total performance. And it's with us all the time. It's so important to understand that love is abound. We need to use it well. So the idea of the crystal is to love it. Love everything around you. Love your wife, your children. Love people unconditionally. Even if they've done something they shouldn't have done, love them unconditionally. Nature knows unconditional love. Nature knows everything about us. If you touch a tree, you can actually feel the energy and share the energy of the tree with yourself. It's just absolutely marvelous what we can do with nature. I remember I was taking a course, and I was working with this beautiful shaman lady, and what she said to do was find yourself a couple stones, which I did, and go outside and sit down and listen to the birds. And what happened was is that as I was listening to the birds, I would hear two chirps. And intuitively, I gave two taps with the stones, and the bird would give me two taps back, two chirps back. And eventually, another bird would come, give me one chirp. I would hit the stones once. And I did this for about a half hour. And there were no less than 30 birds, which were standing, I would say no more than 8 feet away from me. And they were all chirping, just from the stones, being in touch with love, being in touch and giving back to nature the love that's inside of yourself. And to give that love back, it doesn't cost anything. It's just absolutely wonderful that we have the ability to be able to touch into that and to be able to work with nature and to be able to work with love. I think it's so important because in today's society, we're going so fast and we don't even know that we're going so fast that we're losing the most beautiful gift that God has ever given us. And that's to be able to be in touch with everything else on the planet. And we need to slow down. We need to take the experience of the light of the flowers. I know in California when I was out there, the smells of the flowers were so new to me. Everything was so beautiful. I went out last year and spent some time with Dr. Fred. We did a show. And I was at Laguna Beach, I think, the year before. And the smells of the flowers, the trees, everything was so beautiful. And the energy was so strong. So we need to be able to get in touch with those feelings. Even if you think you can't get in touch with the feelings, you can. All you need to do is to let go. Feel the love within yourself. What I'm going to do is bring down three pillars of white light from heaven. If anybody wants to call, we can have some fun. You can stand actually in the light and feel the wonderfulness from heaven. So even if you don't, we can put that energy inside of you and make you feel like a zillion million dollars if you would like to. But the idea of it is to use total love, to give yourself the balance that you need, the gratitude that God needs, and the gratitude to yourself. We don't think enough of who we are, because who we are is the same thing that God is. We are part of Him. We need His love as much as He needs our love. And it's really true. Everything works in a balance. Everything works at a level that is unique to all of us. The idea of is to get in touch with our primal selves. We have forgotten all about the primal self. The primal self is everything. That's where love is. That's where everything is that's wonderful on this planet. And that's the truth. That's the true truth of everything. To get in touch with the primal love of who we are is to get in touch with the heart. The heart will lead you to the soul. The soul will lead you to God. And you'll be able to hear very clearly everything that He has to say to you. You'll be able to hear your own body. I know when I was starting massage 17 years ago, even when I went to school, the idea of it is that I was listening so intently that the body itself that I was working on was talking to me. Even above, the angels would come down, and I would listen to the amount of strokes that I would use on the body. In other words, if God told me to use three strokes on the shoulders, that's exactly what I did. So the idea of it is never do anything excessive. Just listen to the voice of silence. It'll never lead you wrong. If you listen to yourself and you intently just turn the juices on, and you'll be able to feel the flow of the energy going directly through you. You'll be able to feel the light. You'll be able to feel everything in the universe going through you. That's the idea of the projectors, is to be simplified. The idea of the projector is that it brings the universe to you. And the idea of it is to listen. The whole idea of it is to listen. Wisdom is to be gained through love of self. The idea of it is to let go and listen to the wisdom of who you are. We all have that ability. All we need to do is to connect to it. Dr. Fred has made it a little simpler because of the projectors and the nuclear receptor, but we can do it all by ourselves. We can do it with the nuclear receptor. We can do it with the projectors, but the idea of it is that the simple way of doing it is connecting to your own heart. The way to do that is to stop, sit down for 5 minutes, be quiet, pretend that you have an X on your head, right in the center of your head, which is the third eye. If you focus on the third eye and you allow yourself not to sleep, but you allow yourself to feel yourself opening up, you can actually go down into your heart. Once you're in your heart, you can go through and you'll feel the love of God, of Jesus, of Moses. Whatever you want to feel is in there. You need to allow yourself the encumbrance of being able to feel your own heart, your own truth, your own wisdom, and your own love. It's so important to get in touch with that. This has been a secret for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. It's the idea of getting in touch with the self. There's nothing difficult about it. All you need to do is to make that connection, and you'll feel so much love, and you'll feel so much warmth coming through. Just allow yourself to feel that. And it's also very grounding to do that, because what you're doing is you're letting that love overflow. There's nothing wrong with allowing the love to overflow. You've heard of people taking your energy and doing this and doing that. Once you get in touch with the heart energy, you can never be touched, because the love is so pure. The love is so much there that anything that would try to attack you or anything that would try to involve or envelope you couldn't even get close. So the idea of it is, please listen. The idea of it is to love yourself beyond yourself, and that's to be in touch with the love that's in your heart. It's so important to do, because we're trying to find the truth. We're trying to find a way of knowing who we are. The best way that I have ever found out, and the best way the masters know, is right through the heart. Again, this has been a secret that's been kept for thousands of years, and I don't know why people are so afraid of telling people to go into your heart and love yourself even more. Open up to the expression of your own expression. The idea of it is to love yourself, to feel whatever you want. In other words, people that are looking for gifts from other people, in other words, they're looking for love, they're looking for attention. All you need to do is to open up your heart. You can have your own attention, you can have your own love, and what people need is to feel that from you. They don't need to feel you responding in a way that says, I'm looking for love outside myself, when all the love in the universe, all the love in heaven, is right inside our hearts. So the idea of it is, please, be a person of grandeur, of love, of your own abilities, because once you get in touch with that, your aura just opens up. Now, I've had people call me from, let's say, California, which is 3,000 miles away, or in England, and I'll hold my hand up. They'll be able to feel that energy either from California or England instantaneously. And the reason they can do that is because the energy is absolutely equal for everybody. We all have the same energy. We all have the abilities of touching each other around the world instantaneously. We all have the souls that are connecting to the one God, the God of everything. And that is love. That is pure love. So the idea of it is to open up and allow that wisdom, allow the feeling of feeling to be in touch with the love that is so profound but so easy to get in touch with. That's what we're looking for. And once you make that touch, it never goes away because you're there. It's just instantaneous love. It's instantaneous gratification. It's instantaneous love to yourself. And that always stays with you. So the idea of it is not to look for it outside of yourself, but look for it inside yourself by touching your heart, by using the products that Dr. Bell has. These things actually work. They actually open up your energy. They actually touch you. They actually use the devices to get in touch with more of who you are. It opens up your body. You can do it fast or you can do it slow. It doesn't matter. The idea of it is to do it. Touch yourself in your heart. Allow the expression to express itself. Learn who you are. Have the idea that you have the ability of getting in touch with everything that you want. I remember working on some clients. Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, how you doing? Hi. Who's this?
This is Marley, and I'm calling from California.
Oh, wonderful, honey. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Actually, I called you today and left you a message.
Yes, you did.
I haven't
been
talking to you on the radio, but here I am. My question to you is,
yes,
when I'm thinking of opening or going into the heart, there is part of me that's so scared. Why is it? And there is so much fear of even thinking about it, going there.
Well, the idea of it is that we fear the unknown, honey. The heart is vast. The heart is pure love. It's so vast and so powerful that sometimes when we get in touch with that kind of energy, it just opens you up instantaneously. If you want, I can take you there and you'll be able to feel the energy of love inside your heart. Would you like to do that?
I would love it, yes.
Okay. What I want you to do is just calm down, relax. That's it. I can feel your mind melding with mine already. You should be able to feel that energy flowing through your body. Can you feel that there?
No, I just feel like I'm
feel
very
it,
nervous.
I
yeah.
feel not a problem, honey. Let's get rid of the nervousness. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to say, I breathe in the breath of God. Just breathe it right through you. I breathe in the breath of God.
Breathe in the breath of God.
Yes, just breathe that in. Beautiful. Beautiful. That's it. You're freeing yourself up. I breathe in the breath of God. Wonderful, honey. Can you feel the energy opening up around you?
Yes.
Good, honey. What I want you to do, you should be very focused in your mind right now. It only takes a couple seconds. How does that feel to you?
It feels more relaxing.
Good, honey. What I want you to do, you're in your third eye right now. I'm going to connect with you. and I'm going to take you right into your heart. Nothing to be afraid of, honey. That's it. Just come with me. Wonderful. There you are. You're right at the front door of your heart. Let's go inside. Don't be afraid, honey. I'm right with you. That's it. Wonderful. There you go. Don't be afraid, honey. Give up the fear and let go. Beautiful. You should be able to see that light in front of you. Can you feel that? That's beautiful. All right, what I'm going to do, there's a pillar of light, which is about a foot in front of you. Now, you're in your heart. What I would like you to do is walk 1 foot in front of you. You'll feel a tremendous amount of love coming down from heaven. It's a pillar of light, honey, about 4 feet around. Just walk right into it. That's it. I'll tell you when to stop. Right there. That's it. How does that feel to you there? Are you with me?
Calming.
Yes. You're staying in your heart, and that pillar of light is coming right down from heaven and going right through you, honey. That energy is coming right from heaven. And you're in the center of your heart right now. Just take a good breath. You're doing great, honey. You're doing great. All right, let's go back into your head. That's it. Good. Good. Now, you should have a connection between your head and your heart right now. Can you feel that? It's one. Can you feel that there?
Slightly, very slightly. But it feels more peaceful inside my head.
Good, honey. Okay. What you want to do is make that connection. And every time you go into the heart, it will make it even stronger. But what will happen is that the heart can't deceive you, honey, where the mind can throw you off. But once you start getting into the heart becomes the mind and the mind becomes the heart. It becomes one.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a lot of courage to do what you did, honey. Most people don't have that kind of courage, but they do if they let go. The idea of it is, pardon?
I've been trying so hard to connect with the heart through the mind, but I guess it's not working because, you know, part of me, it seems like I'm not conscious of emotions, you know?
Well, I think part of it is, honey, is that we need to allow ourselves to let go. The
mm-hmm.
idea of consciousness, pure consciousness is pure thought or pure nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so beautiful to be in touch with that. Either it's pure nothingness or it's pure thought.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in your heart, now you should be feeling yourself. Actually, you should be looking at yourself and opening up more. Your eyes should be more open. You should be seeing more peripherally. Can you feel that? Can you see that?
I feel, yes.
Good, honey. What I want you to do, these are simple things for you to do. Do you have any flowers in your home, honey?
Yes, I do. I have some plumerias.
Okay. Oh, that sounds beautiful. Would
mm-hmm.
you please walk over to them? I think you'll see the colors a lot brighter.
Let me see.
Or you can look outside to flowers. I think you'll see the outside is much greener. and much brighter.
Wow.
Can you feel it? Can you see
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I'm looking at them.
Absolutely, honey. When you start getting in touch with that kind of energy, and you're getting in touch with pure love, what happens is that everything opens up to a different frequency, and that's what happened with you. So it's not that difficult, honey. By doing that, you're opening up yourself to a higher frequency, to a higher love, and you're opening up to your true self.
I feel much more peaceful. I mean, that
I
feel love. I think I'm afraid to say it's love, but it is such a deep connection.
It's a very deep connection, honey.
Yes. Well, thank you.
Listen, call me anytime. I know you called me today, but I've been preparing, so I just I'm doing a lot of different things. I'm just having a lot of fun with my life right now. But just make that connection, honey, every day. Just take a minute. Now, the light from heaven will stay with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That pillar of light will stay with you. All you need to do is ask for it.
Okay.
The idea is that you're being taught and you're given a gift. And it's not from me, honey. It's from God. It has nothing to do with me. I'm just a conduit.
Right. I understand.
So, but you feel much different. Now, what I'm going to do, you're in California, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to show you where your aura is. I'm going to touch it right now with my right hand. You should be able to feel this energy as I'm moving that. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good, honey. What I'm showing you is that the aura is absolutely absolute. People think that the aura is only a foot away from the body when it's internal, honey. There's no limit to the aura. The aura goes right to heaven.
Oh, wow.
So most people think it's only a foot away when it actually goes right to heaven. Now, excuse me, dear?
We could actually feel touching heaven ourselves, right?
Yes.
The border goes all the way up there.
Oh, yes. The idea of it is to trust yourself, open your heart, and you feel everything around you.
Mm-hmm.
Everything will feel sweeter. Everything will feel clearer. You'll see more peripherally. And the energy, the frequencies will be higher.
Wow.
That's the whole idea of it.
Thank you for making it safe for me.
Absolutely, honey. Call me anytime. If you want to do that again, do it for yourself. Try it. If you get stuck with it, give me a call.
Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely. Love and light, honey.
Thank you. Same to you. Bye.
You're welcome, dear. Bye-bye. So the idea of it is that we have the ability to do anything we want. All we need to do is to touch it and to be able to say that, okay, we're a little afraid of it. Go past the fear. Don't worry about the fear. The fear is nothing. What it is that once you get past that and you go into the heart, you open up to the joys of many different worlds. You open up to the joys of who you really are. You'll be able to see things that you've never, ever, ever, ever even thought possible. So the idea of it is, stick with it. Don't be afraid of it. It's very simple to do. We have the power to be able to say we can do anything we want. And it's really true. As long as it's life-affirming, as long as we're not hurting somebody, the idea of it is to enjoy our own lives. There's three things that I got that might help you a lot in terms of growth. And make no judgments. Try not to comprehend. And allow everything to go. It's so important to do that. When we judge people, we're judging ourselves. When we try to comprehend something at a higher level, we can't. So the idea of it is to let go and let God fulfill what we want. And it's so easy because he wants to do that all the time. So we need to allow ourselves to fulfill who we are through the light of heaven, through any way that you can perform that act, or just focus on who you are, allow yourself to let go, and be who you are. That's the wonderful part about it. But it's really wonderful to do, and it's a lot of fun. So who you are is who you are. But the greater side of who you are is the actual aspect of who you are. What we're doing is getting in touch. If your name is Nina, you're getting in touch with Big Nina. If it's Steve, you're getting in touch with Big Steve. So the idea of it is to allow yourself the ability to create creation for yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. We need to create who we are. And what we can do is just go into the heart, and you'll feel more love than you've ever felt before in your life, and use it to the highest and best good for yourself. But that's enough of that. This is supposed to be a lot of fun, but it is a lot of fun for me. The idea of Fred Bell. Fred and I go back about 10 years, and I met Fred Bell in Toronto, and I went past his booth, and I was looking at the necklaces. I thought they were the most beautiful things I've ever seen, and I waited for his show, and I walked into the audience. There must have been about, I don't know, 700-800 people, and he was performing, and he was showing things that were absolutely incredible that he was doing with his necklace. And after the show, with all the people there, he walked right up to me and said, "This necklace will be good for you." And I said, "Oh, well, thank you." So I went back to the booth. At that time, I was married, and I called my wife over, and we flipped over these necklaces. And so we had a ball. We had a ball with the necklace. We bought them and been wearing them ever since. I bought a silver necklace with a blue sapphire stone. And the first 2 weeks I had it, I was feeling black pouring out of my back. We were walking on a trail in Wellsboro, Pennsylvania, and it's a gorgeous place over there. It's absolutely gorgeous. And I had called Fred right from the trail. I said, "Fred, I'm watching all this black pouring out of my back." He says, "You can see that." I said, "Yeah." He says, "Well, that's all the x-rays that you've had all your life." So all that was pouring out. And the next thing I knew, I was feeling my brain being cleared. So the things that I was seeing the mercury clear. I was seeing penicillin clearing my body. I was seeing lead clearing my body. I was seeing all kinds of things happening. I can see the atomic structure in the cells and different things of that nature in the blood, and everything was being cleared through the body within the next 3-4 years, 2 months. Things were happening at a very, very high rate, and I was allowing it to be able to see myself clear. So it's really a lot of fun to do, and I know I can tell you that the nuclear receptor and the projectors really work. I use them every day at work, and I really have a lot of fun with them. But the baby that I love the most is my master crystal. That crystal and I have become the best of friends. We're like one person. And I look at things on the planet as persons, not as a tree or not as a blade of grass, but as part of me, who I am. And we're made of the same thing. It's all energy. And it's really wonderful once you can make that connection and realize that everything is the same. There's no separation. There's only love. And trees have love for us. I never forget the first time I was seeing the eyes in the grass. I was seeing the eyes of flowers. It's really, really beautiful to see. And animals feel you. Animals have an idea of who you are. And you can sit down and do whatever you want, and you'll see more birds coming to you. You'll see animals coming to you. You'll feel the love. I know that Dr. Valerie Olmsted and myself, we went to a place here, we went to a place here in Palmyra, which was the John Smith farm. He was the beginning person of the Mormons. I'm not a Mormon, but I can tell you that the energy on the Sacred Groves, which is across the street from this home, was so powerful. I could see how a man could sit down and write a Bible. I was watching cathedrals opening up, these gigantic cathedrals as we were walking through. And what happened with Valerie, we were walking up a hill, so Valerie sat down, and a friend of hers and myself, we walked about another 20 or 30 feet in front of us, and we started to see a mist. And we turned around, and Valerie was talking to these two men. We had never seen them before, but they were two men dressed up beautifully. And we walked about 100 feet in front of Valerie. We were walking down into a glen, and these two men came to the top of the knoll of the glen. They looked at us and disappeared. They actually disappeared right in front of us, and we knew that we were looking at angels. And so we went back for Valerie, and I said, Valerie, geez, you know, that's really beautiful. We figured that, you know, we were here for 10 minutes, and they were just standing there and talking to you and coming to the top of the knoll and disappearing. And she said, Steve, it's been over a half hour. So you can lose time. When things like that happen, you just go with it and love it and understand that things happen for a reason. And we need to realize that the understanding is not to understand, but to let go and enjoy what happens, especially when your friends tell you that it wasn't 10 minutes, it was a half hour. So the idea of it is to enjoy that time, that lost time, and don't try to figure it out. Just realize that it was really beautiful to see. Then we were walking out of Sacred Groves, and this tremendous light came through the trees. I mean, it was so bright, and it got brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. It was just an absolute glorious white light, and it came right through on all three of us. And we just barely could look at it, and it was absolutely gorgeous. And then it started to fade and fade and fade. And as soon as it faded to the point of where we could understand where we were at that particular point, what happened was is that it started thundering and lightning right in front of us. And it didn't rain, but we knew, we had a feeling it was going to rain. And as soon as we left Sacred Groves and got to the top of the hill where our cars were, it got bright again. So there are amazing things on this planet. There's a tremendous amount of love, and the idea of it is to let go and enjoy that kind of energy and not to be afraid of who we are. It's just absolutely amazing. One of the sayings that I got from heaven was, is be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am. So there's no limit to what God can do for us. There's no limit to what people can do for us if they have love in their hearts. And I know Fred's got love in his heart for everybody. I've never seen a guy like that before who has that kind of love. And he's a great guy. He's a good friend. We talk about drag racing all the time. I've got a 427 Cobra, and he had a 1,000 horsepower Corvette. I think he's got a couple Ferraris. I haven't seen. Well, I saw one, but he's a great guy. I mean, he's a fabulous person to be a friend with. So I'm just lucky he's my friend. But the idea of it is that there's no such thing as a social barrier. The barriers are made from us unless we open up our minds, get in touch with who we are, and those barriers will drop. Once you get in touch with your heart, once you get in touch with the true self, it's absolutely amazing. And there's so much fun to do. So if anybody else is out there that would like to call in and have a healing, please don't hesitate to call us. We're more than happy to help you out, and we'll do the best that we can. So let's have some more fun here. Crystals. I use crystals sometimes, not a lot, but I use them in terms of using them to heal people. And I can pick up a crystal, and we can put it on a person's either his tummy or the heart or whatever the case may be. And then I started realizing that we don't need the crystals. All we need is that big master crystal, and that'll do the job of everything. The crystals are beautiful. They are wonderful. But the master crystal does it all. It's really amazing to see. It's a shame that there aren't that many master crystals left, but they are so powerful. It took Fred about a year and a half to sell me a master crystal, and I am so glad I did, because the crystal, it's like smiling every day. When I walk into my office, that crystal is all lit up. It's so beautiful. And some of my clients say they don't want to leave the room. So it's so much fun to have and be desired by a simple little crystal that makes me so happy. And it really does work. And the happiness comes, you know, it's like being in touch with the smile inside yourself. That's also an ability that's quite interesting. If we can get in touch with the smile, the inner smile, it's in our gut. And what we need to do is touch our belly button, 2 inches below the belly button, and smile on our face. You'll be able to feel the smile inside yourself open up. There's so many beautiful things that we can do. And it's really simple. All we need to do is to get in touch with these energies that are so fabulous around us. And it's free. It's just absolutely free. So the idea of it is to let go and to learn. You'll feel all these things. You'll have an idea what to do. Once you open up your heart like that young lady did, she's going to be learning an awful lot in the next couple of days about who she is. And I think it's really wonderful that she took a chance and opened herself up. It's so wonderful to do. But the idea of love is to stay in tune with who we are. You'll feel a frequency that's running through you if you just allow yourself to open up. What I'm going to do right now is the people that are in tune with BBS Radio, I'm going to send energy across the wire and have the people that are listening just allow themselves to be grounded, allow their minds to be clear. We have the ability to be in touch with everybody that's listening. It's not hard to do. Once we can believe in ourselves, once we have the ability to open up and share that kind of love, we can do that. And that's what we're doing now. You should feel very grounded, very balanced, and very clear. As a matter of fact, you should be able to feel the energy in you even opening up more. Your auras are expanding. And I think it's really wonderful that we have the ability to get in touch with that. I'm just one person. But what we can do is show you that even one person can help a lot of people. If we have the ability to be able to get in touch with heaven, if we have the ability to get in touch with our hearts, we can do anything. We can help our neighbors as we help ourselves. I think it's such a wonderful feel that we have the ability to be able to help each other and to understand that love is always around. Love is here to stay. Love can help us clear our minds, our bodies, compassion. It's just absolutely wonderful what you can get in touch with when you open up the heart, when you open up the soul within the heart. because that's where God resides. And it's such a wonderful feeling to know that you have the ability to be able to do this. There's not a person that's not listening to this radio program that cannot get in touch with that. There might be a little fear involved, just like that young lady. Don't be afraid. Fear not, because God is always with you. Your angels are always with you. You're so protected. And don't be afraid of reaching inside and opening up and finding out who you are. If you have nuclear receptors, if you have projectors, use them for love. Use them to help yourself and people around you to get in touch more with who they are. It's an ability that we can do that's just true love. And once you get in touch with that love, it will never, ever dissipate for you. And that's the truth. That's the truth of it all, because it's eternal and it's internal. So we have the ability to be in touch with that kind of energy. Use it the best way you can. Feel the feeling of love running through you. Now, I'm feeling a lot of energy and a lot of people connecting and a lot of people that are grounding and opening up to more energy. And that's the love of it all. We just need to allow ourselves to feel the energy, light, and love and wisdom run through us. God loves us all. I'm no special person. I am just Steve Barish. All I have is a little bit of energy like everybody else has on this planet, and you can do the same thing I can do, if not better. So be in touch with it. Give yourself the ability, give yourself the kindness and love that you deserve by opening up even more. Give your neighbors and your sisters and your brothers and your children even more love. God loves us, and we are his children. You have the ability to open up and give more love than you ever thought possible to yourself. Be free of all your distractions. Be free to open up your heart and sing your own song. Allow yourself to be you. Allow yourself to feel who you are and what you are at any given time of the day. Because love is abound, we need to use it well. The one thing that we're missing the boat on is that if more people would be in touch with their hearts and more people would contact their hearts and their minds together, think what we could do around the world. Think of what the abilities we have to be able to touch into that kind of energy and to be able to heal everybody instantaneously when we want to. Feel it all the time. Give yourself the love you deserve. Get in touch with who you are. Don't be afraid of going into the heart. Don't be afraid of who you are, because who you are is what God is. He wants us to have the abilities, and to do it simply. Just do it as simply as you possibly can, because we need to keep it simple. God did not want it difficult. He wanted it to keep it very, very simple. So that's what I have to say tonight. I hope everybody understands what I'm saying. And I think I have a couple more minutes here. But try to understand that you don't have to understand. All you need to do is allow yourself to open up to more energy. Allow it to be frequency free. Once you have yourself frequency free, the frequency opens up as much as it possibly can. So if you free yourself, if you give yourself the ability to contact who you are, everything will happen. You'll be able to see much more. You'll be able to feel much more. You'll be able to love much more and give your partner or yourself the love and respect that you need. You have to remember that we need to respect ourselves. We need to love ourselves. We need to nurture ourselves. And by nurturing, I mean get in touch with your heart. It's like pouring water on a rose. It's like pouring water on a tulip. Get in touch with that energy, and you'll blossom. That's the only way I could think of putting it, is to cause yourself to blossom. Blossom like you've never blossomed before. You know, it's really funny. This summer I was out, and what I love to do with trees is that when the buds are on the trees, if you just take your fingers and touch one bud, you'll be able to see all the other buds just light up with pure white light. It's like the biggest smile for a tree. And you get in touch with that, and you light up one tree, you light up all the trees. It's amazing how the energy works and how it really gets in touch with the other trees and how much nurturing that is for a tree and how much nurturing it is for you, because once you're nurturing somebody else, you're nurturing yourself. Anyhow, it's 8:57, and I had a wonderful evening. Dr. Fred will be on next week. I'm his co-host, and if anybody else needs some love and attention, please give it to them. Let them know that you love them. This has been a wonderful evening. It's Steve Barish, and I'll talk to you again at some future point. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.